Country Pop FM.
Here we go with today's Bob Almanac. Of course, we usually do Bob Almanac salutes for well-known people that we would normally mention on the Bob Almanac who have passed. And, of course, Charlie Daniels is certainly one of those. So a quick little Charlie Daniels salute here, Almanac salute to Charlie Daniels, passing away yesterday at the age of 83. We'll feature another one of his songs, a Charlie Daniels bonus track, coming up during the Bobathon following the Bob Almanac. Tuesday, July 7th, 189th day of the year, 177 left to go. It's virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Yes, you are. You're always ready. There's no doubt. Now, Neil's a big comic book guy, and I know, right? Would you say?
Huh? I only watch Gunsmoke.
But he also reads comic books. And The Wasp. This is one he probably didn't read, because this was the first ever comic book that stayed 1802, published in Hudson, New York. It wasn't The Wasp that we learned about and got to know from the Marvel Universe. This was different. But it's still referred to as the first ever comic book that stayed 1802. Oh my goodness. Baseball history could have been changed on this date. 1914, Baltimore Orioles. That was at that time a minor league team. The minor league team that Babe Ruth played for. The owner of the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Dunn, offered future baseball legend Babe Ruth, along with Ernie Shore, to Connie Mack of the Philadelphia A's for $10,000. Today that sounds like pennies, right? It's a pretty good chunk of change back in 1914. But Connie Mack refused because he didn't have the finances. He had a lack of financing, couldn't pull it off. Just think if that would have happened. Who knows, maybe the Yankees still would have bought him from the A's instead. He just got him from the A's instead of the Red Sox. But would have been a big change. Could have tilted the way baseball went forward. House that Ruth built, what have you. As it turned out, of course, he went to the Red Sox, and the Yankees basically bought him from the Red Sox, and the rest was history there. 1928, how many times have you heard the best thing since sliced bread? People tell me that about the Bob Almanac all the time. Best thing since sliced bread. Well, this was the day, 1928, that sliced bread was sold for the first time by the baking company out of Missouri. The Chillicothe Baking Company, Missouri, using a machine invented by Otto Frederick Rohwedder, described as the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. And, of course, the next big forward step in the baking industry, of course, would be toaster strudel, you know, where you make it and then you put the frosting on after. That was genius. But it was 1928, sliced bread, 1949 on radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
NBC brings you Dragnet.
Dragnet made its radio debut on this date. NBC Radio, Jack Webb was the guy who gave it to us. He originated it, he wrote it, created it, starred in it. Jack Webb, Dragnet, and of course it would go on to be a big TV show and then a movie starring Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. But you know, that movie wouldn't have been the same. I mean, they put Dabney Coleman in that movie, and it wouldn't have nearly have been the hit that it was without Dabney Coleman in that was it, late 80s or so, Dragnet. So Dragnet makes its debut this date in 49, 54.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
Elvis Presley released his first single. It aired on WHBQ, 560 AM in Memphis. Station that I actually broadcast some hockey on 15 years ago or so. Elvis Hockey, it makes sense. It's all relevant, all related. So Elvis, 1954, that's all right, Mama. Then 2 years later at the Grand Ole Opry.
From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 972nd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash making his first appearance at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well,
And of course, when it comes to the Bob Almanac, it's always, always total transparency. This is not the actual appearance. Because this is him singing Big River, and that wasn't released until 58, I think, a couple years later. So this was one of his later Grand Ole Opry appearances. But it was this day in 56, Johnny Cash, Grand Ole Opry. It would still be a few years also until he would kick out the footlights. That was later on. 1958 in the news. Newsreel time.
In the White House, President Eisenhower signs a proclamation that makes Alaska's entry into the Union official, nearly 92 years after Lincoln's Secretary of State bought the territory from the Russian Tsar for $7
million. $7 million is a pretty good deal when we bought Alaska from Russia, and the U.S. nearly doubled its landmass with the state of Alaska becoming a state on this date. Signed by President Eisenhower, that was in 1958. In 1967... Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees. The Monkees opened up a national tour. They said, hey, let's give this this new guy, Jimi Hendrix, a try. Let's hear from Michael Nesmith on how all that kind of worked out for him.
Opening for the Monkees was just weird because it wasn't his crowd at all, and the promoters would come back furious. Get that guy off the stage. And the mothers and the local priests, and so I mean they were just going crazy because they had brought their family to this kind of little television show.
The local priest came to hear Last Train to Clarksville, not All Along the Watchtower, or the guy lighting his guitar on fire. It was an interesting mix. It didn't last very long. I think later on in July 1967, Jimi Hendrix would leave the tour, but the Monkees, their opening tour, Jimi Hendrix, and that was former Monkey Mike Nesmith talking about that. 1967. Neil, what time is it?
TV theme time.
Our favorite time, really. And Ryan's Hope debuted and premiered on this date. On the ABC television network, Ryan's Hope. 1975. 1980, Howard Cosell was in Minnesota.
This is the scene at the Met Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. Scott Ledoux now in the ring, awaiting the arrival of Larry Holmes, the defending WBC heavyweight champion. Scott Ledoux, whom you just met.
So this day, 1980, at the Met Center, Larry Holmes fought local boy, the great Scott Ledoux from Anoka, and Muhammad Ali was there. Howard Cosell was there. Larry Holmes ended up winning that match. It was close. The fans were not happy about how it ended. They thought that Scott Ledoux would continue. He had a cut on his eye, and it ended up being a technical knockout. The official decided that Ledoux could not proceed. So in defense of his WBC heavyweight title, Larry Holmes defeated Scott Ledoux, Met Center. This is a big deal. I forgot about this, but I remember when it happened. Scott Ledoux kind of put Minneapolis on the map for boxing, certainly for this particular night at the Met Center. And then, of course, Scott would go on and help out in the All-Star Wrestling ring as a wrestler or a troubleshooting referee as well. And, of course, he passed away. What do you have? ALS, right? And remembering Scott Ledoux here today, that was this day in 1980. 1981, President Reagan.
So today, I'm pleased to announce that upon completion of all the necessary checks by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, I will send to the Senate the nomination of Judge Sandra Day O'Connor of Arizona Court of Appeals for confirmation as an Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
It was an historic announcement this date. President Reagan announcing the nomination of Sandra Day O'Connor as the first female justice on the bench. 1990. Talking about historic, there are three trios that I really follow. The Gatlin Brothers, the Bee Gees, and the Three Tenors would be in the top three. And the Three Tenors performed for the first time ever on this date, 1990. That has to be in Rome, right? Yeah. Placido Domingo, Jose Carreras, Luciana Pavarotti, this day in 1990, the tenors. 1994, a little thing called Amazon. They made a few dollars here. And they've been a big deal here with the stay-at-home thing and all the orders and online shopping. Well, Amazon was founded on this date in Seattle. Its original name was Kadabra. Abracadabra. Abra Auto Body took the Abra part. And then Kadabra went to Amazon, and they eventually changed them. They started out as just booksellers, and now they sell probably books, probably one of the lesser things that they sell. I don't know, maybe they still sell a lot of books on Amazon. Maybe that's still one of their top sellers. But I know I get golf balls from Amazon because I can't find the ones that I like, so Amazon has it, and it comes right to my door. That's not too handy, or that is too handy and not too shabby. 1997. What did we have? 1936 yesterday, Moorhead was 114 for the all-time high temperature ever at any date in Minnesota. So this date up in the range, Tower, Minnesota, their temperature dipped to 24 degrees on July 7th in 1997. How about that? 2001.
Here they come, turn four, final lap of the Pepsi 400. Michael Waltrip in second, but it's going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr. using lessons learned from his father to go from sixth to first and score the victory in the Pepsi 400.
That's unbelievable.
You could not have written a better script. So this date, 2001, it was his first appearance at Daytona. I think it was the first race at Daytona since the Daytona 500 and the death of his father, Dale Earnhardt Sr. Dale Jr. wins the Pepsi 400, coming from behind in the final nine laps. This date, 2001. You just couldn't make something like that up. 2007.
To announce the first of the new seven wonders of the world, we must welcome the first man to set foot on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
The Great Wall of China.
Well, it's good to say the Great Wall of China is still on the list. So I don't know. I was perfectly okay and satisfied with the current seven wonders of the world that we had. But apparently in 2007, we decided, well, we need a new list of the seven wonders of the world. The Astrodome will always be the eighth. Or is that Andre the Giant? I can't remember. It's one of those two. But the new seven wonders, the Great Wall, you heard that there. Brazil's Christ the Redeemer statue. The Machu Picchu in Peru. Mexico's Mayan ruins at Chichen Itza. The Colosseum in Rome, Taj Mahal in India, and the Petra in Jordan. How Mighty Putty and OxyClean did make it, I don't know. But it's not the nine wonders, it's the seven wonders, this date in 2007. And then a year ago, our soccer team, our women's soccer team, they win another one. All they do is win.
For the fourth time, the United States of America are crowned champions of the world, and for the very first time, they've done it on European soil.
They shut out the Dutch 2-0. Megan Rapinoe, player of the match, became a superstar. I think the Netherlands and the Dutch would have had a better chance if they wouldn't have played in their wooden shoes, but nonetheless, I mean, that was their decision. 2019, that was 1 year ago. Are you ready to move on to birthdays, Neil?
Let's do it.
Huh? Pierre Cardin, 98, fashion designer Pierre Cardin. Doc Severinsen's on our list today, 93 for Doc.
In fact, that was one of the things we really thought about.
What?
Did you? I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey with money.
Some of the funniest jokes on Carson was they were talking about their ex-wives and their marital issues. And there is a little bit there. Doc Severinsen, who when Ed McMahon would be out in the country giving away millions of dollars from Publishers Clearinghouse, you'd bring in Doc Severinsen. He would walk across the stage and he would sit there where Ed would normally sit and be the sidekick for the night or for the week. Doc Severinsen, the guy could blow a horn, and he's 93.
And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. Then it makes it hard to find the door.
Ringo star on our list today, the drummer from the Beatles. You know, out of all four Beatles, of course, went solo. Out of all four, Ringo probably had the most fun with his songs. He had that one, the No-No song. He did Back Off Boogaloo and others. Ringo Starr, a legend. He's 80 today. And who cares that sometimes in the sessions they'd send Ringo out for milk or for bangers and mash, and they'd bring in a different drummer for the session, for the recording. You couldn't beat Ringo's character and his personality on the stage, though. Ringo never did play for the Grassroots, but I'm sure he was aware of them. The Grassroots, one of their singers, he played keyboards, Warren Entner, 76 today, one of the Village People. He was the construction worker. And they want you. Clap along if you'd like. If not, move along. 73 today for David Hodo, the construction worker from the Village People.
Here's Johnny.
Shelley Duvall from The Shining. Man, it was a good thing that she had just happened to have that knife right next to the scope. Between the scope and the toothbrushes in her bathroom there. Shelley Duvall, she was also Popeye. She's had some mental health issues. She did an interview with Dr. Phil where she said that she believes that Robin Williams isn't dead and it's just a shapeshifter. Shelley Duvall is 71. Jim Gaffigan's a funny guy.
Never really see that on a menu when you go out to dinner. You know, let's see, I'll have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Tonight's specials, we have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. And that comes with a side of Pepto. Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot.
Jim Gaffigan, funny guy. And the thing about him is he's pretty clean. He has a pretty clean act, if not completely clean. He's 54. Chuck Knobloch, 52 for Chuck Knobloch. The 1991 American League Rookie of the Year. Helped the Twins in the 91 World Series. Demanded a trade. Things went sour here. So sour is when he came back with the Yankees. They were throwing batteries at him in left field. I was at that game in 2001. Throwing batteries, all kinds of garbage. Tom Kelly had to come out to say, hey, come on, guys. Let's play some baseball. Chuck Knobloch. And the reason he was in left field, because he couldn't throw the ball from second base anymore. He got those yips that guys like Steve Sachs had gotten. And it wasn't as good at the end there. But very good in the beginning for Chuck Knobloch. Former Twin. 52 today. Lisa Leslie.
Myers gets it up to Leslie. What's she going to do? She dunked it! For the first time in WNBA history, someone has dunked in a game. It's Lisa Leslie.
Leslie, a dominant player in the WNBA and the first, as you heard right there, to dunk. She is 48. Let's move on to other birthdays. The Gons, but not forgottens, Neil.
Let's do it.
Leroy Satchel Paige, baseball great, pitched in the Negro Leagues. Negro Leagues just celebrated their anniversary here last week. And then he moved on to MLB. He was the oldest rookie ever in the MLB. Major League Baseball for the Cleveland Indians. Satchel Paige, who's 42 when he was a rookie in the MLB, finally got a chance. And Satchel Paige, this date, 1906. His name is Woodrow Wilson Sovine. Most people just call him Red.
And he said, Breaker 1-9, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic, and I said,
a little
you
more
got
of
Teddy
a
Bear.
Storyteller than a singer, and although he did some songs with Webb Pierce.
Appreciate the break. Who we got on that?
Why, Baby, Why, and he was singing, and sounded good. 1917, Red Sovine, and a country performer, Charlie Louvin.
See the big man cry, mama. That's what I heard him say. See the big
of course, he and his brother Ira were the Lubin brothers for the longest time, and then Charlie broke off, did some solo songs, including this one.
I followed them.
See the big man cry, mama.
The little boy stopped to see.
He just saw the bill at the bar and realized how expensive those drinks were that he kept ordering. Charlie Louvin, 1927. Now they're all
gone, but gone, not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Thank you, Neil. That's Virtual Neil, of course. He'll be here all week. Bobathon coming up next. I'll be in for the All Request Lunch Hour as well. Noon until 1.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.